I'm responsible for my attitude, not somebody else's. I can pray for people. I can share with people if the door is open to share. But we can't make anybody else do what's right. We can only cooperate with God and let Him help us do what's right. And when we do, then we will get a reward in our life, irregardless of what's going on anywhere else.
Welcome to Radio Irregardless, your non-standard blend of irrespective and regardless. Now please welcome to the Internet Airwaves. Really? Internet Airwaves?
It's okay, you can just do it. It's just say Internet Airwaves. It sounds really cool.
Sorry, I'm just not.
Internet Airwaves.
Okay then. Please welcome to the Internet Airwaves.
Mr. Ebenezer Scrooge. Scrooge liked the cold. He was hard and sharp as a flint, secret and self-contained, as solitary as an oyster.
Every day, in every way, Scrooge is getting worse.
Oh, did you think you were going to go a whole year and not see me? You dummies. Ha! Guess who's back? Ebenezer Boom Boom Scrooge. That's me, baby. And I got to tell you one thing. The last time I did this, a bunch of ghosts visited me. I bolted the door. They're not coming this year. Not only that, I got to admit, I got a little bit of the, what do they say? The Christmas spirit. That's the one. Yes. So, I busted into this. I didn't bust into this house. I knocked on the door. I did the right thing. And I asked Mark if I could host the show, because we've been doing a lot of shows on the Salem Trolley, and I'm feeling it, brother.
Bruh.
I figured out how to work this board. It's only taken 5 years, but I've worked it out. So this is my only voluntary hosting thing. Usually he pays me, but I'm out of the loop today. Today we're going to have some fun. So, if you're listening to the sound of my voice, which is Ebenezer Scrooge, normally it's Mark Scalia. He actually does this thing every Wednesday, or when sometimes he feels like, when he can do it. He does a lot of them maybe once a week. What? I don't know. He's calling me. Hold on. I got a text. Hold on. Let's see. Oh, I'm doing the promo. Yeah. I'm doing the promos. He's trying to tell me. Yes, he does the show about once or twice a month, and they always are live, and we're broadcasting through Facebook Live currently, and I figured out how to use all this. It's going to be very cool. We have a bunch of people joining us today, and we're going to have some fun for a change. What do you think? And if you can't listen to the live show, but why wouldn't you? But if you can't listen to the live show, you can always download the podcast version of it. He edits a little bit because he drones on sometimes. You know, he does that. But you can download those through a number of podcast services. I believe it's iTunes and Google. I don't think the Tic Tac does that yet. But there's an InstaFace. I'm on the InstaFace right now, I think. We are? Are we doing that? Yeah. I think I'm a little, and we, ooh, look at this. We have so many people joining me today. And what else do I got to say? Oh, I know. Now, I know that this year he's changed up the format a little bit, but I decided I was going to bring back an old favorite. I'm going to tell you what's been going on with me and the Ebenezer Scrooge Happening Now monologue.
It is enough for a man to understand his own business without interfering with other people's. Mine occupies me constantly.
What have we been up to? We've been up to the Salem Christmas trolleys. We started for a long time. Now, of course, when you're on it, he's winking. He's trying, well, I don't know. I'm trying to wink. I've been working on it. There's a lot of things I've been working on. But If you've been on the Salem Trolley, we've been doing a lot of shows, and I've actually had the pleasure of being on most of them, most of those shows. And I got to tell you, folks, it's we've had some, how do I put this gingerly? We've had some really good audiences, very rewarding folks, very people participant in really being part of the Christmas spirit. And then there's been a few yahoos as well. But even the yahoos weren't that bad. They weren't super drunky McDrunkies, but they were, let's just say that they were visited by all the spirits in the liquor store that day. Yes. Or I get visited by Jacob Marley, and they were visited by the ghost of Bob Marley, a few of them, yes. So we've been on the Christmas Carol Trolley, and unfortunately the run is almost over. We only have a few more days. Today being Wednesday, we have tomorrow, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and that's it. And then the actual Christmas is happening, which is good because I'm looking forward to that. And Mark has invited me to spend a little bit of time with him and his family. He asked me to play this. This is, he found this. He said, you have to play this. And since I'm in a good mood, I will play this. See, Mark has a sister, Phyllis, and she's currently in New York City right now. She's exploring thing. I don't know what she does, you know, New York, a million stories, but she's there now. But she has two children. She has Joshua and she has Mary. And this is Joshua. This is a Christmas message that he found. He had one of those little like a locket thing, but it had a picture and you can record your voice. And he recorded this and he was lucky enough to save it before the battery died and all the data was gone. So listen to this. This is his nephew, probably like 4 years old. Listen to this.
I love you, everybody, with my heart. Oh. I love Papa and Uncle.
Oh, the end. Oh, it was a Christmas gift. And I got to tell you, I know what you're thinking. You're like, wait a minute. This is not the Scrooge I signed up for. No, you're partially right. Because I've hosted this show a bunch of times for Mark, and under duress, mostly. And under a huge paycheck. He doesn't make a lot of money, but I took most of it. So he paid me. And I every time I'm here, the first year, Ghost came in. Second year, Ghost came in. Third year, yeah, Ghosts again. And then last year, the Ghosts weren't as bad because they, let's just say this. If you hit a nail enough times, eventually it gets in the wood. And I'll just tell you, I think that is what's happened to me because I'm feeling the Christmas spirit much more than normal. And I will, and I have tried to keep Christmas in my heart and honor it the whole year. I've been trying and I've been doing a fairly good job so far. But then there's this show, so you never know. So we can have some more fun. There's something else Mark wanted to talk about. He's been a very ambitious young man. I shouldn't say young man. He's old. He's getting very long in the tooth, if you know what I mean. And that's not a mean dig. It's just that, you know, time has not been kind for all of us. And I can say that because Mark and I were very close. We're very close. So he is starting to get very old. But he is an ambitious young man. Compared to myself, and he wanted me to talk about this. Oh, that was anticlimactic. He wanted me to talk about this. There you go. See, he wanted me to talk about this 2024 Salem Comedy and Spirits Festival coming up next month, only about a month away. Now, he's been selling tickets, and they're starting to sell quite a bit. He's about 25% gone, and that's pretty good, considering it's the week before Christmas. After New Year's, they're going to fly off the shelves, so you're probably going to want to be a part of that. What you want to do is you want to go to Salem Comedy Fest. Where? Did he put it in there? I don't know. Just type in Comedy Spirits Festival, Salem Comedy and Spirits Festival. Buy tickets. We have, I don't know, Maybe I'll be there. I don't know. I'd like to. Comedy's not my thing. I don't know if you knew that. But he's got comics coming from all over the world, all over the United States, all over Canada. He's got so many comedians. And he's got them at Notch Brewery this year on the Tuesday, on the Thursday and the Friday. And he's doing a double show. It's called Tomfoolery at... It's twice the tomfoolery at the Tiki Lounge. I don't even know what it's called. But it's going to be a lot of fun. And, of course, their beverages are very good. And if anybody knows spirits, it's me. So I would recommend that right off the bat. And the tickets are very cheap, actually. Everyone said they should go up. There was a handling fee. Of course, I'm not completely redeemed, so I mentioned that to him. So, but it's still, it's very, very low for the ticket price. These hour and a half shows is going to be 5, 6, 7 comics on each show. And comics that you normally would not get a chance to see because they're performing all over the country. But he submitted them, and they're fun, and they're fine, and we are going to have a wonderful time. So why don't you join him at the 2024 Salem Comedy and Spirits Festival? Oh, I should have timed that better. It's another 30 seconds. Oh, goodness. All right, I'll just wait it out. What is this? Somebody snuck in and brought me a cookie. This is weird. Spirits running in there. Oh, look at this. What is this? Isn't it a teddy bear? I don't know what's going on. All right, big finish. So join us on the 2024 Salem Comedy and Spirits Festival. There you go. See, that's how it should have been originally. So in preparation for the show, because I you know, usually Mark just sets it up. And I was like, you know, I'll just go in and I'll push a few buttons. But I said, you know, why don't you take the day off? His back has been hurting him recently. I don't know if you knew that. But I started doing a little bit of prep work for this. And I thought, you know, I like music. It gets into the Christmas spirit. That helps us all, the Christmas spirit, with music and song. And I thought, you know, everyone hates this song because they were trying to push it before Thanksgiving. But I thought, why not combine a song that we really don't want to hear a million times with a person that we don't want to hear from mostly? So someone had put it together, and I'm going to play it for you. This is fun.
We're going to start saying Merry Christmas again.
Are we?
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Happy Merry Christmas.
Year. Happy holidays.
I don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need. Don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree. I don't need to hang my stocking there upon the fireplace. Santa Claus will make me happy with a toy on Christmas Day. I just want you for my own, more than you could ever know. Make my wish come true. Oh, I want for Christmas is you.
There we go. See? Now, I know what you're saying. It's the end of the year, and I don't need this kind of crap in my life. But that's the thing. See, somebody made that, which is actually interesting. But do you know there's a ton of Christmas songs that are so good, they're fun, and no one knows about them? I actually did some bit of research. There are 20 weird songs for Christmas that make your best Christmas ever. And I listen to some of these songs, and because they're copyright, but, you know, I'm not making money off this. I wish I could, but I'm not. But these are artists who put songs together, and they're very good. I'm just going to look at them right here. This is a really fun one. This is Disco Christmas. The name of the band is Universal Robot Band. Oof, what a thought of that. You got to hear this. This is fun. Here, let's try this. See, I'm going to talk over it a little bit so that Facebook doesn't lock it up. But it's very cool. Ooh, there we go. Ooh, check this out. Ooh. Ooh. I would say Lincoln's in the description. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to put the link in the description. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to put the link in the description. There we go. It's so fun, isn't it? Ooh, yeah. Go Christmas. See, now that's a fun song. That is such a fun song. We should all have a little bit of a disco Christmas. I think so. Oh, but then it gets even more fun. Do you remember the Weather Girls? Oh, of course. How could you forget the Weather Girls? The most famous song is, It Rained a Man. No? What? No, what is it? It's Raining Men. I thought It Rained a Man. So, but watch. This one. It starts off a little, this is when they did a lot of music stuff, but let's just put it together. It's really good. Here we go. It's the Weather Girls, Dear Santa, Bring Me a Man. Yeah. See, everybody was independent back in the 70s and 80s, but they still had priorities, which is good. And the Weather Girls, they said, Santa, bring me a guy. You can do that now. Amazon might be able to ship you one. I don't know. Here it comes. Who doesn't love all this? I love the girls in the background. That's like the best part. The girl. The ladies in the background just having a good time. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to put a link to this one, too, so you can look at this one at your leisure. There's more to come, folks. More to come. See, I will just keep the link in the description. So if I do that, I don't think I'll be flagged. We'll see. Now, there's Silver Bells Disco Noel. There's James Chance Christmas with Satan. I'm a changed man, so that's a no-go. Vincent LaGuardia Gambini, If It Doesn't Snow This Christmas. Now, that one you know. That I know that you know that one because you've heard that one before. And I've actually played bits of it from the show as well. Let's see. Spinal Tap did Christmas with the Devil as well. There's Santa Teach Me to Dance by Debbie and the Donnells, 1962. Oh, Merry Twistmas by the Marcells, 1961. The Christmas Cha-Cha. Oh, everybody needs a good cha-cha. Here. There we go. Yeah. All right. I'm putting the link in the description for this one, too. There we go.
That's how you tell. It's time to do the Christmas cha-cha-cha.
Whoop. When through the night. All right. That can get to your nerves. That may get on your nerves. Oh, Dancing with Santa. Now, Mark's wife has this thing where Mark likes the song by the Trashmen, The Bird is the Word. But did you know that they had a song called Dancing with Santa?
It was the night before Christmas.
By the Trashmen.
All was quiet and still.
Ooh.
Except for that house up on Blueberry Hill.
Ooh.
The stockings were hung. It seemed all was right.
This can't go good.
But there were more than just sugar plums dancing that night.
Okay. What else was dancing?
Down in the basement, a guitar wail.
There we go.
Oh, what a sight to see. There was Santa Claus and his eight reindeer doing the Watusi.
Wait a minute. He's doing the Watusi. All right. We've had enough of that, trash men. Here we go. Oh, Santa Claus Wants Some Lovin' by Albert King. You can check that one out, too. Santa and the Sidewalk Surfers. Brenda Lee, I'm going to lasso Santa Claus, which sounds wrong on many levels. Oh, and this one. Oh, no. This one, A different version of me would have loved this song. Listen to this one. I have questions.
Honky, honky, the Christmas goose got so fat that he was no use till he learned how to blow his nose. Honk the way a goose nose blows.
Okay, what? That is Johnny Bauer, Honky the Christmas Goose. Now, if you think Dominic the Donkey is a lot of people get offended by Dominic the Donkey, but Johnny Bauer singing Honky the Christmas Goose, no thank you. That's a little too much for me. Oh, there's Frank Sidebottom, Oh Blimey, It's Christmas. I can't play that one because this is a children's show. But I love this one. The Ventures. You know The Ventures? That they were a bunch of surfing dudes, and they put together a song called Scrooge.
Oh.
Oh, I have theme music. A theme music. It plays like this for about an hour. No, it doesn't. Ooh. I don't even know if there's words. I don't care. It's a good theme. It suits me. I have been known to paddleboard. Yeah. Ooh. Ding, 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 ding. They ripped this off too. Whatever. At least I'm giving them credit. And this is one of these things. I'll put the link in the description as well. Here we go. And it's very fun. And it's a song based on me. There we go. There we go. Oh, Kim said, The Ventures Christmas Hour is one of my favorites. I didn't even know this had existed. Yeah. The problem is I don't get out much. And then that's just that's weird songs that are fun. But there's a lot of other songs like Psychedelic Christmas, A Christmas Duet, Dr. Demento, all this stuff. There was one, where was it? Oh, it was, I got to play you this one. Oh, for Mark's brother. Yeah. Ooh. R2-D2 Christmas.
R2, where are you? Oh, there you are. Well, if you come over here, you'll find a...
By the way, not a real English accent. And I would know.
What it is. That's right. No, it's not a phase vector. It's your Christmas present.
Ooh. Sounds like We Are the World, doesn't it? It's pretty good. It's We Are the World. It's just for droids. Yeah, it's children singing R2-D2 and R2-D2 celebrating Christmas because nobody talks about the Star Wars Christmas special. No. Ooh. Okay, that's weird. That's enough of that. That's enough of that completely. So it's not just that stuff. And I know that we still have a ton of listeners, and I'm going to keep the show moving quite a bit because recently a friend of a friend, because I have no friends. So let's just put it this way. An acquaintance of mine likes so we did Star Wars, but we have Star Trek as well. Now, everybody knows, of course, let's do this. Everybody knows they've heard this. You must have heard this in your travels. People may know this. This is Victor. This is a Victor dog. This is 1971. No, not 71. I think it was 71. Yeah, let's see. Yeah, 1971. I thought it was younger than that. I thought somebody put this together in like the 90s. But it's dogs. Of course, it's dogs and jingle bells, which of course everybody knows. And then a few years ago, this started circulating, this is the Star Trek thing, which everybody knows, which I think is fun. If you're going to sample something, sample away.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful.
Frightful.
But the fire is so delightful.
Yeah.
And since we've no place to go.
Yeah.
Make it so.
Make it so. Make it so. Man,
it doesn't show
signs of stopping.
And I brought me some tea, Earl Grey, hot. The lights turned way down low.
Make it so. Make it so. Make it so.
When we finally kiss.
Good night.
There we go.
How I hate going out in the storm.
But if you...
Really?
Shut up, Wesley.
All right. First of all, not nice to tell somebody to shut up. Not nice. Okay. But a friend of Mark's, Paul, who's one of his oldest friends, today happens to be his birthday. So happy birthday to Paul. I normally don't do what the kids shout out. That what they do, shout out. So I did a shout out, a birthday shout out for Paul. And because he is a Star Trek fan and Mark is a Star Trek fan and we have some people online, this may interest you as well. This is kind of fun. This is brand new. And I recommend checking out this. This is called Santa Claus is, let's see, what's it called? Rename, let's see. Santa Claus is Coming. And if you're a Star Trek fan, you know what this is. It looks almost the same video, but it's not. Yes. But it's fun. Sounds like a lullaby. Puts me to sleep. Oh.
Watch out. You better not cry.
You better not pout.
I am telling you why.
Sucker. When the walls fell. Sucker. When the walls fell. Darmok and Gillard at Tanagra.
He's making a list. He's checking it twice. He's going to find out who's naughty or nice.
Sucker. When the walls fell. When the walls fell, Darmok and Gillard at Tanagra.
Sleeping.
He knows when you are
awake.
He knows if you have been bad or good.
So Lunga the sky gray.
Temper is arms wide.
Tighter.
Santa and the claws fell. Santa and the claws fell.
Santa Claus is coming.
Darmok at Tanagra.
Santa Claus is coming to town.
Humbug, I tell you.
Humbug, he says. Humbug. There you go. That's a good one. So that you can't. Oh, you have. Yeah, that's a new one. The guy who puts those out, he does a very good job. There's a lot. There's some Deep Space Nine. There's some Enterprise. It's all Christmas. All you have to do is type in, I guess, to YouTube or online and just say Christmas Star Trek, and you'll come up with all those. And it should make you laugh a little bit. So that's what you got to do. You got to laugh a little bit. So that's what I was trying to show, that I'm changing and I'm having a good time and I'm trying to learn from the mistakes and everything that the spirits have shown me. And I know it took 4 years of 4 different Christmases and I thought it would stick, but now it seems to. But I am feeling better. And in general, I'm trying to keep Christmas. But I will tell you, though, as nice as I want to be, there are still some things that kind of, tick me off, isn't it? I get P.O.'d, is what they say. So here's the thing. Okay. And I've made a little list of things that kind of still bother me. Maybe they bother you. And I just want to put it out there. People who spell their names differently than what they're supposed to be spelled like. That bothers me. Like, if your name is John, it shouldn't be J-H-O-H-O-N-E. No, that doesn't work for me. I'm not a fan. Still going to be bothered. And the people who add vowels to the name and then they remove vowels, like, oh, my name is Braid, and but it's B-A-Y-R-D-E-I-N. No, it isn't. It's B-R-A-D-E-N. That's Braden. That's how you spell Braden. Same people who put a, is it changes C's for K's? Christopher with a C is now Christopher with a K. If you're not Chris Christopherson, forget about it. That's the only allowance I will do. And changing vowels out for Y's, X's, and Z's for no reason. Like if your name is Alexander, A-L-E-X-A-N-D-E-R, that's Alexander. You don't spell it A-L-E-X-Z-A-N-D-E-R because an X already has a Z sound. What else bothers me? People who ask for exact change. Or say when you pay for something, oh, do you have anything smaller? Do you have an exchange? No, I gave you what I gave you. Figure it out. You got a whole box of money in there, coins and all kinds of stuff. Oh, there's this Scrooge we all know and like. Oh, you know what else bothers me? People talk about how busy they are all the time. I'm so busy. I'm so busy. I got things. You know something? We're all busy. But I'm not bragging about it. You know what I'd like to brag about? When I have a day off. That's when I brag. Oh, the other thing that bothers me, people who reply all. There is a special place in the deepest level of Hades for these people. Whether it's an email reply. See, it's not so bad. An email is not too bad. It's a text message. Those sons of Satan need to be stopped. What else bothers me? People who are in line to order something, or they're sitting at a table at dinner, and then the server comes over and says, can I get you something? And they say, oh, no, I'm not ready yet. You've been in line. Figure it out. Yeah, that's the stuff that gets my cravat ruffled. And the last thing that really bothers me more than anything ever, people who talk about children that aren't theirs. They brag about babies that they had nothing to do with. It's like, oh, my neighbor's cousin's uncle's stepson's mailman just had a baby. Well, you got nothing to do with it. You know how far removed you are? The closest you'll get is if you lick a stamp and hand it to the mailman. That's the closest you're going to get. That's the stuff that bothers me. That kind of thing. Yeah. And the last thing I'd like to do is Mark set this up. He hasn't played this in years. I'm going to play a quick game with you. It's very quick. It's called It's Beginning to Look a Lot Like Christmas.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Yeah. So we all know there are tons and tons and tons of Christmas movies out there. And a lot of people know them. And usually you have to deliver a line to figure out. But what I decided to do is I'm going to be playing you a quick little sound and see if you can guess the movie. Now, these movies, these are Christmas movies, or they take place in Christmas, or there's Christmas in a scene. So here's the first one. This one's going to be a little tricky, but I will help you. It's about almost 30 seconds. Here we go. See if you can get this. And it's a Christmas movie. Well, it's a movie that mentions Christmas.
Hello, girl.
Hello. Barry Allen, Secret Service.
I've been trying to track you down now for the last couple of hours.
What do you want?
I wanted to apologize for what happened out in Los Angeles.
No, you don't apologize to me.
Do you always work on Christmas Eve, Carl?
Ooh,
I volunteered.
That's a tough one. That's a tough one. You should get it just by the voices. And again, there is a little bit of a delay on the Facebook. Oh, wow. Wow. Kim Santos doesn't mean that. She's probably on a high-speed line. She got it right.
Oh, well, then that's okay.
There you go. She got it completely right. Oh, And Karen said, oh, Karen got it right his way, so you both get a correct answer. I'll give you this one.
That old Grinch was so smart.
There you go. You both got it right. Those are only two people who put something in there. So let's try another one.
He's up to something very bad. I feel it in my belly.
Hang on, hang on. You mean to say you summoned me here 3 days before Easter because of your belly? Mate, if I did this to you 3 days before Christmas...
Please, Bunny, Easter is not Christmas.
Okay, that one's... You should get it by the voices, though. That one's a little tricky, too. But you... I'm not going to give it... Well, it's a little tricky, but it's... By the voices alone, one voice actor is doing a little bit of an accent. The other one is pretty much doing his own voice. Let's see. Do we have a little delay? Do you need to play it again? There's such a delay. Oh, yo, she said, I will. Okay, I'll play it real quick again. This one, it is tough.
He's up to something very bad.
Yeah.
I feel it in my belly.
Hang on, hang on. You mean to say you summoned me here 3 days before Easter because of your belly? Mate, if I did this to you 3 days before Christmas...
Please, Bunny, Easter is not Christmas.
See? One of them might be Santa Claus, and one of them is the Easter Bunny. And the Easter Bunny has got an Australian accent, which is very strange. Yes, it is Hugh Jackman. Yes. You got nothing. Oh, let's see. 3, 2, 1. Incorrect.
Don't ask why. No one quite knows the reason.
No. That was Rise of the Guardians. Did you know that? It's actually a very good Christmas movie. And what's his name? Chris Pine. Chris Pine plays Jack Frost. And then, of course, Hugh Jackman plays the Easter Bunny. And Alec Baldwin plays Santa Claus. Yes. You never saw it? Oh, it's a very good movie. See, here's a movie I never saw, but a lot of people have.
Now, what would you like for Christmas?
Me.
You. Yes, indeed.
The first gift of Christmas!
And I've never seen this movie. But you get it by the music. Yeah. It's a tricky one. Yeah, it is Polar Express. She got it right. Let's see, can I give her this?
That old Grinch was so smart.
Kim Santos, she's on point. And I will be seeing Kim. In a couple of days, actually. And finally, the last one. No one will get this because no one's ever seen this movie for a good reason.
Max, what are you doing?
Go get him, girl.
Get him, Rosie.
No one's ever seen that movie. I don't know. Come on, I think it was 2015. It's hard to see, but it sounds like a horror movie because it kind of is. Yeah? Can you figure that one out? Maybe? Christmas? Oh, well, I got to go back to the home chat. There we go. Yeah, there we go. We'll go back to the real thing. So, yeah, that one's a little tough, too. So, let's see. Nobody? Oh, it's Krampus. Kramerus. It's Krampus.
Nothing.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. It's been more fun than I've been allowed to have in a long, long time. So I'm going to take a first break, an only break. And when we come back, what do we have in here? When I come back, I will tell you what Mark has got going on over the next couple weeks or so. This could be his last show of 2024, but you never know. Maybe he'll do one after Christmas. But I'll tell you what, I will be right back. You're listening to Radio Irregardless with me, your host, Ebenezer Scrooge. I'll be right back.
Love food and wine? Get to know Salem, Mass. In a fun and delicious way. Join me on a Salem food tour. Our 5-star rated walking tour gives guests the perfect opportunity to enjoy an afternoon with friends or coworkers. Great for locals and visitors, our tours book in advance and can be crafted for your special event. For more information on our tours and to make reservations, please visit us at SalemFoodTours.com.
Loyal listeners of Radio Regardless, my name is Paul Kravitz. Yes, that Paul Kravitz. Mark, I would like to invite your listeners to watch my show on Thursday nights at 9 p.m. right here on Facebook Live. If you like the show, perhaps you'll consider subscribing to the Paul Report on any of the following: Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube. That's the Paul Report, Thursday nights, 9 p.m. on Facebook Live.
Welcome to another installment of Radio Irregardless's History.
We've all heard the biblical origins of Christmas, but societies have been celebrating light and birth in the darkest days of winter centuries before Jesus walked the earth. In the Norse country, this winter celebration was known as Yule. Around December 21st, the winter solstice, fathers and sons dragged evergreens indoors as reminders of life and set logs on fire as a promise of good fortune.
Don't get sentimental now, Dad. Save it till we get out of here.
The floor's on fire.
See? And the chair.
Ancient Rome had its own December festivals. 1 week before the winter solstice, Romans began celebrating Saturnalia, an orgy of food and drink.
It's not gonna be an orgy. It's a toga party.
By the first century AD, pagan traditions were being challenged as Christianity took hold throughout the empire.
You dare challenge Megamind!
The church knew it could not outlaw the pagan traditions of Christmas, so it came to accept them. The evergreens traditionally brought indoors were decorated with apples, symbolizing the Garden of Eden.
Do you like apples?
Yeah.
Well, I got a number. How do you like them apples?
The story of Santa Claus also begins in the 4th century with the death of Nicholas, a beloved Turkish bishop. The anniversary of his death became known as St. Nicholas Day. On December 6th, good children woke to gifts from the kindly saint. Bad children sulked away with nothing.
You get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
Like St. Nicholas, Santa Claus spread good cheer and gave gifts to children. Less clear was exactly what this Santa Claus looked like. Then in 1863, Thomas Nast, a cartoonist for Harper's Weekly, settled the matter once and for all with his version of the Christmas Saint. Nast's Santa was rotund and jolly, with a full white beard and a sack full of toys. An American icon was born.
This has been Radio Irregardless's History.
To leave a question or comment, call the Radio Irregardless hotline at 978-219-9294.
And you're back at Radio Regardless with me, your host, Ebenezer Scrooge. And apparently, Kim did get Krampus. That sounds wrong. She has Krampus. Yeah, I don't know. I don't. Far be it from me to judge. I don't know. But go see a doctor. If you have Krampus, you should go see a doctor. A close personal friend or something. But I would go with a physician. That's what I would go with. Because I personally have never, had Krampus. I've never seen Krampus. It's never been a part of my life, which is good. So, there is one more thing I did want to show. Where is it? Oh, it's back here. Break. And then we go to... I wanted to play one more thing. I played it in a bit of a bumper. But I can actually play it right here so that you can see the whole video here. And this is something you can do because this is the time of year to give, and it is better to give than to receive. I will tell you that. It feels good both ways, to give and to receive. But the lessons I've learned, even when you give something, you receive something. It's a very selfish thing if you think about it. It's pretty redeeming in its own way. So Mark's wife, Karen, wrote this song a while back, a little while. Not too long, but a couple of years. And it's been getting some traction here and there and every once in a while. And although we don't have to deal with the coof anymore, or at least as a pandemic, we don't have to deal with it. It is still something to be thankful for, and it's to thank frontline workers, EMTs, doctors, things like that, people in the know. So I'm going to play this, and then I'm going to tell you what I got going on and what Mark's got going on. But listen to this, and hopefully I'm pitching a good mood. This is fun, and this is copywritten, but I can play it, and hopefully I won't get in trouble. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas, everyone. So I put those links in the description. So if you watch this video at some point, for the people who are on listening through the podcast, you will have to do your best to go in there and kind of do all this. Unless I decide, maybe I'll put the content in the description. I don't know. We'll see. I don't know how to do a lot of that. That's the honest truth. So... But I've been very descriptive about what I've been talking about, what I've been playing, what I've been using. So I want you to have a Merry Christmas, everyone. And before I do, before I go, I will tell you, I will be on the Christmas Carol trolley tomorrow night, which is Thursday night, the last two shows. Friday night, I'll be doing all three of those shows. And Saturday, I will be doing the two afternoon shows. The first one at 2 o'clock, the 3:15, the 7 o'clock, and the 8:15, which Santo Claus and I will meet again after so many years. It's been a very long time with the coof, and with, she's been busy, and I don't know what's been going on. But we're going to have a good time. And then we'll wrap up the season. Mark is going to be busy as well, by the way. If he does not do a show next week, which will be the 27th. What was that? Oh, I dragged a hat across the microphone. That was interesting. Yes, since today is the 20th and 7 days will be 27. I'm counting. How did I not know that? He may do a show on the 27th. If he does, you'll still get a chance to catch him. He's performing New Year's Eve at the Sky Meadow Country Club in Nashua, New Hampshire, and also at Chunky's in Pelham, New Hampshire. He's doing a double, what do they call it, double dip? He's doubling up. He's going to be actually opening one show or hosting one show and closing another. And I look forward to all of that. Maybe him and I will, you know, we've been getting along a little better. So, and I will tell you this, I have, and I always strive to keep Christmas in my heart and become a better man for it. And I hope that things will become better for everyone. And who knows? Maybe in 2024, we'll all complain about it, and then we'll be right back here in a year celebrating how much we love it. That's kind of the way it works, isn't it, really? Isn't it kind of the way it works? But that's the show, ladies and gentlemen. As always, if you want to be part of the show, if you want to leave a question or comment or do anything like that, let's see, what am I doing here? If you want to be part of the show, if you want to leave a question or comment, all you have to do is you call the hotline 978-219-9294. You can email Mark at radioirregardless@gmail.com. And his next show, like I said, will be either December 27th, which is a week from today, or he'll be back in 2024, January 3rd. Merry Christmas, everyone!
This has been Radio Irregardless with Mark Scalia, your non-standard blend of irrespective listening and regardless enjoying. Radio Irregardless was written, directed, and produced by Mark Scalia, and broadcast and recorded live. The Radio Irregardless theme, If Only I Had a Pen, was written and composed by Derek Dupuy. All music and audio clips used are property of their respective copyright owners. All material is the property of MS Enterprises and copyrighted 2023, all rights reserved. Listen to previous episodes of Radio Irregardless by visiting podbean.com, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and wherever podcasts can be found. And thank you for listening.
Hello.